national anthem at graduation for the Richland Bombers High School class of 2015. Sarah McCormick graduated that day. Her story and her mother's story and her mother's story is the next installment of Daughters of Hanford with correspondent Anna King.
Sarah McCormick is 18, a newly minted bomber. The school's mascot is an atomic cloud. McCormick has blonde hair, blue eyes.
Most people don't know that whenever I tell them I'm Japanese, they're really surprised. Like, they don't think I look like it at all.
But that's not been the case for her mom, Shirley Olinger. She was born in Japan to a Japanese mother, her father, a white U.S. Navy man. She grew up near military bases in the continental U.S. and Hawaii. Wherever she was, she stood out for being half white or half Japanese. Olinger will only whisper the racist name she was called as a girl.
So my mom, I'd come home crying, being called something not nice. And she would say, well, you know, just punch that kid in the face. And of course, my dad, being the white guy, would say, I'll just ignore it.
Olinger confronted racism and gender stereotypes into adulthood as she became one of the few women engineers working for the government back in the 80s. Her second job, the Navy at Pearl Harbor, working with dry-docked nuclear subs. But first, she had an interview.
And he said, well, there aren't very many women here, Shirley. And, we're not going to stop cussing just because we hire women. And I, just kind of looked at him very seriously. I said, well, my dad was a chief in the Navy, and I've been around a lot of men that have cussed, so I think I can handle it.
Later, she worked at other U.S. nuclear sites during part of the Cold War. In 2007, Olinger became a top U.S. Department of Energy cleanup manager at Hanford. For several years, she was the woman in charge of 56 million gallons of radioactive tank waste. All this highly radioactive Hanford gluck is the result of plutonium production during World War II and the Cold War. Plutonium for bombs. Olinger's now a nationwide consultant on nuclear waste. She still works a bit on Hanford.
I don't know if it's meant to be that I'm here, but it makes a lot of sense that I'm here, to be part of this cleanup and based on my history.
My name is Kazuko Nishimoto.
This petite 86-year-old is Olinger's mother. She's McCormick's grandmother. When Nishimoto was just a girl, she usually spent the summers in Nagasaki with her grandmother.
I used to sleep with grandma. She tell me all the story. I go with, all over with grandma. Yes, she was close to me.
But back in the summer of 45, the war was on, and Nishimoto was staying with her father. The Nagasaki bomb dropped in August. It used Hanford plutonium. 2 long weeks later, Nishimoto learned that her grandmother and cousins had survived.
Yeah, very close distance, But I think all my cousins, they look like they're okay.
Except a lot of them had thyroid problems. And the one cousin's daughter couldn't have children. And you had thyroid cancer. Yeah.
Nishimoto, Olinger, and McCormick visited Nagasaki, Japan's memorial together several years back. Olinger says, war is hell. Granddaughter McCormick is at Montana State studying to become an engineer. For her granddaughter, Nishimoto hopes the world will never know another atomic bomb.
I hope peace. Yeah, nothing will happen. Yeah.
Olinger says all their lives are bonded fast to the bomb and Hanford. I'm Anna King in Richland.